Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the holly and the mistletoe. Like many holiday traditions, especially those we observe during the Christmas season, we may not know their origins nor their significance to our ancestors. For example, we may sing "Deck the halls with boughs of holly" or hang bunches of mistletoe above the doorway, but be unaware of the mystical significance of these practices. Take holly. With its bright red berries and thick, glossy green leaves, holly is a picture of strong and perpetual life, even when the plants around it have fallen to the ground and faded to brown. The holly bush of the genus Ilex has some 295 species, including the popular Christmas hollies. Eastern North America has its own native holly, and the English holly tree can grow up to 50 feet tall. Holly received its name from the European goddess Holla. Mother Holla, or Frau Holla as she was affectionately called, was the old woman of the woods who guided the cycle of death and rebirth. Frau Holla received the dead into her bright and compassionate embrace to heal them and prepare them for rebirth. At that darkest time of life, symbolized by this darkest time of year, the holly bush, with its evergreen and shining leaves and its bright red berries, brought to mind Mother Holla's gift of renewed life. Holly branches were collected and brought into homes during the solstice tide, that week-long period surrounding the winter solstice, the darkest time of year, when the days were their shortest and the nights their absolute longest. Like other evergreens, holly symbolized life in death and light in darkness. It was Mother Holla's gift of regeneration. Mistletoe is another holiday season plant popular for decorating. Mistletoe is a semi-parasitic plant that does not grow out of the earth. Instead, it sprouts from the branches of trees such as poplar, apple, willow, and linden, forming balls of twigs that are sometimes referred to as witches' brooms. Mistletoe draws its sustenance from the host tree, which in turn draws its sustenance from the earth during the warmth and abundance of summer. Mistletoe was another plant that our ancestors revered because its leathery leaves remained green through the winter. Not only that, but the mistletoe produced its yellowish flowers not in summer, but in November and December. These tiny flowers then produced little white berries that our ancestors thought resembled drops of semen. These green leaves and white berries were bundled into fertility talismans during the deepest nights of winter and hung above doorways. As couples passed through these thresholds, they kissed beneath the mistletoe. This kissing ritual was believed to lead to marriage, fertility, and a large family of offspring. Mistletoe was even hung on the headboard of the marriage bed to ensure the conception of children. But even if you don't want actual children, mistletoe is also a harbinger of luck, and so you may choose to hang mistletoe in your doorways to enhance your creativity in whatever way fulfills your life. And so in this holiday season, celebrate the renewal of life. Deck your halls with boughs of holly and don your thresholds with mistletoe. And may you enjoy an abundant, joyful, and fertile holiday season. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.